Unit 28, Task 3. Listen to Diana Wilson talking about cyberspace's dangers and benefits for children, and follow the instructions in your student's book.
The internet is a great resource for kids, but some parents are concerned about the presence of indecent material. Can the internet be dangerous for children?
Well, I think the internet brings a lot of benefits for education and entertainment, but it's not always a friendly place for children. We all have heard of things like commercial manipulation of children, invasions of privacy, child pornography, violence, and neo-Nazi propaganda, and other risks.
And what sort of precautions should parents take?
It's impossible for parents to be with their children at every moment. But there are plenty of websites oriented for children, and some internet programs can help parents to control information. But this isn't a substitute for education. It's the parents' role to make their children aware of both the benefits and dangers of the internet.
And what else can parents do? I mean, are there any technological solutions?
Yes. Software companies have produced internet filtering programs like Cyber Patrol and SurfWatch that let parents block objectionable websites and restrict access to specific aspects of the internet. Some organizations have also proposed that websites should rate their content with a label, from child-friendly to over-18-only. Other people think that internet ratings are not good because they limit free expression on the net.
I guess that's a very controversial matter. And what is your final recommendation?
Well, in my opinion, we should forget about online demons. Let's teach our children to enjoy the advantages of the internet and to avoid the negative things,